Fotografia europea 2026. Fantasmi del quotidiano.
Ciao, sono Federica Mambrini.
Hi, I'm Federica Mambrini, and I'm going to tell you about the project L'Albergo della Lontananza. This project came into being when I was thinking about distance, not only in terms of geography, but as a perceptive and emotional condition. What does it mean to be distant from something, from someone, or even from an idea? How can we find what's in the middle between two things? How can two people be together if they live in two different hemispheres of the world? In this context, distance isn't simply a space to be filled, but it becomes a field of investigation and an intermediate place to be observed, measured, and somehow built. The starting point for the work is a long-distance relationship between two people in Italy and Chile. Rather than tell the story autobiographically, I chose to translate it into a series of space and architecture devices, capable of making something that would normally remain invisible, visible. In other words, intermediate space. The project revolves around five situations, each of which tackles a specific aspect of distance, remoteness, and the desire for connection. The five situations are the bridge, two squares, the room or doubt, the kiss, and the desert. Of these, only the kiss is in the exhibition as a book, while all the other situations are reflected as photographs. The bridge, which was designed in Chile and built in Italy, embodies the tension between two extremes architecturally. Most of the time, a bridge exists because there is a gap to be crossed, and it makes the distance practicable. Is it really possible to unite two continents, or can we only imagine that connection? The two squares links Piazza Unità in Trieste and Plaza Sotomayor in Valparaíso, places that are a very long way apart, but surprisingly similar in their architecture. Through this comparison, I wanted to investigate how architecture influences our perception. If two spaces share similar perspectives, can we feel as if we're somewhere else despite staying physically in the same place? The room, created inside the Museo de Historia Natural in Valparaíso, deals with the theme of doubt, a fundamental condition of relationships. It contains many reproductions of trees endemic to Chile. This gap between the original and its replica introduces a reflection on translation, error, and how distance can modify our interpretation of what is real. The kiss is translated into a flip book that captures the instant in which two people touch each other. The setting is the dome designed by Dante Bini, linked to the story of Michelangelo Antonioni and Monica Vitti. The gesture of contact is isolated and made repeatable. Can an image symbolically shorten a real distance? The desert, the final situation, is one of those places in which it is hard to define limits or distances, whether geographical, physical, or mental. And yet, in the Atacama Desert, between Coyo and Aldea de Tulor, you can find hut-shaped structures that have remained unchanged for centuries. Is it possible to find points of reference in a constantly changing landscape? In addition to the main installation, the exhibition layout also includes architectural models, sculptures, and books. These elements let us enter the research process behind the project, not only through the end results, but also the experimentation phases, hypotheses, and working tools.